Is it? Barbie Songs and Young Women Lead 2024 Grammy Nominees. The New York Times, November 10, 2023, 11:18 a.m. Yet as it, Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, the indie supergroup Boy Genius and the eclectic bandleader John Batiste are among the top nominees for the 66th Annual Grammy Awards, leading a class of contenders dominated by young women. Is it? The R&B singer and songwriter born Solo Road has 9 nods more than any other artist this year for her album SOS, which led the Billboard chart for 10 weeks and spawned an in-demand arena tour. Kill Bill, its standout hit, is up for both Record and Song of the Year at the next ceremony, set for February 4 in Los Angeles. Swift and Rodrigo will face off against SZA in all three top categories, with Swift's Midnight's the studio LP she released last year, in between a slew of re-recordings and Rodrigo's Guts Up for Best Album, and Swift's Anti-Hero and Rodrigo's Vampire each competing for both Record and Song. The awards were announced in an online stream Friday morning by the Recording Academy, the non-profit organization behind the Grammys. Miley Cyrus and Batiste are also contenders in each of the most prestigious categories. Cyrus's mellow, disco-inflected hit Flowers is up for Record and Song of the Year, and Endless Summer Vacation for Album. Batiste, the surprise album of the year victor in 2022 for We Are a Rootsy, uplifting collection that had barely made a dent on the charts, earned the string of nominations, including Best Album for World Music Radio, a high-concept amalgam of global pop that was also far from a hit. Its track Worship is up for Record, and Butterfly for Song. Record of the Year recognizes a single recording, Song of the Year is a songwriter's award. Boy Genius, the project of three of indie rock's leading young women Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus, all in their late 20s, will compete for Record of the Year with Not Strong Enough, and Best Album with a Record. Swift, Rodrigo, Cyrus, Boy Genius, Batiste and the Americana singer-songwriter Brandi Clark have 6 nods apiece, as does Billie Eilish, another Grammy favorite. Victoria Monet, copyright T, an R&B singer and songwriter, has 7. Bridgers, of Boy Genius, also nabbed a 7th, through a collaboration with FZA. The Barbie soundtrack, curated by the producer Mark Ronson and filled with female artists Eilish, Dua Lipa and Nicki Minaj among them, has a total of 11 nominations in 7 categories. In Best Song Written for Visual Media, for example, Barbie tracks occupied 4 of the 5 slots. The contenders for Best New Artist include Mona copyright T, the banjo playing pop folk Noah Kagan, Jelly Roll, who started as a rapper before finding fame in Nashville, the British dance producer known as Fred Again, the R&B singer and actress Coco Jones, the husband and wife soul duo The War and Treaty, and 2 artists who have gotten a boost from their associations with Swift, the singer Gracie Abrams and the drill meets pop Bronx rapper Ice Spice. In past years, the Grammys have been criticized for failing to adequately reward female artists, and this year's woman-heavy nominations will likely be welcomed in the industry as a sign of progress. Still, the key will be who ultimately wins. As always, the nominations included some surprises in the top tier, particularly when it came to country artists. Luke Combs, who had a cross-generational smash with a reverently faithful version of Tracy Chapman's 1988 song Fast Car, got a nod for country solo performance, but not record of the year, which many in the industry had expected. Fast Car was not, however, eligible for Song of the Year, since it had already been nominated for that award in the 80s. Zach Bryan, an admired songwriter who found chart success this year with a self-titled album, was recognized only in country categories, for that LP and for I Remember Everything, the duet with Kissy Musgraves. And Morgan Wallen, a streaming titan whose album One Thing at a Time was a blockbuster this year, is absent completely, a sign, perhaps, that the coastal industry mainstream has not forgiven Wallen for his use of a racial slur 2 years ago, as establishment Nashville seemingly has. Wallen's hit Last Night is up for Best Country Song, though Wallen was not among its 4 writers. Harvey Mason Jr., the chief executive of the Recording Academy, said in an interview that the nominations simply reflect the musical judgment of the Academy's 11,000 or so voting members. "There's really no other explanation or calculus here," Mason said. "The voters come in, they listen to the music, and the stuff they like the best, and feel is the most excellent, they vote for. The nominations arrived 2 days after Neil Portnoy, the former Academy chief, was sued in a New York court by an anonymous female musician who accused him of drugging and raping her 5 years ago. The suit also accused the Academy of negligence. Portnoy has denied the accusation, and the Academy on Wednesday called the woman's claims without merit. Mason declined to comment about the case. The major Grammy nominations this year largely hew to popular hits, and they notably over-index with female artists, though country and hip-hop are scarce in the top categories. In addition to LPS by Xzia, Swift, Rodrigo, Cyrus, Boy Genius and Badist, the album of the year slate includes Lana Del Rey's Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard and Janelle Monae's The Age of Pleasure. Record of the year also includes Mona Copyright T.S. On My Mama and Alish's What Was I Made For, from B. Del Rey's A&W, What Was I Made For, and another Barbie number, Lipa's Dance the Night, round out song of the year. The number of slots on the ballot for the four top Grammy categories has been a moving target for years. This year, the Academy set it to 8, after 2 years at 10. It was the third such change in 5 years. Among other rule changes this year, the Academy moved the Producer and Songwriter of the Year categories to the general field, which allows all voting members to vote on those awards. Nominees for Producer of the Year, non-classical, include Jack Antonoff, known for his work with Swift and Del Rey, Daniel Negro Rodrigo Hit Boy N.A.S., Donta Livered Ernst Emil II, known as Smile Mona Copyright T and Metro Boomin Travis Scott, Drake and 21 Savage. Songwriter of the Year, meant to recognize writers who largely work behind the scenes, has nods for Edgar Berrera, Jesse Joe Dillon, Shane McAnally, Farrah Thomas and Justin Tranter. For Best Pop Vocal Album, Swift's Midnights, Rodrigo's Guts and Cyrus's Endless Summer Vacation are up against Kelly Clarkson's Chemistry and Ed Sheeran's Called Subtract. In the Rap Album category, Drake and 21 Savage's collaboration Her Loss and Travis Scott's Utopia will contend with Killer Mike's Michael, NAS's King's Disease II and Metro Boomin's Heroes and Villains. For Country Album, Brian's LP is up along with Kelsey Ballerini's Rolling Up the Welcome Mat, Lainey Wilson's Belt Bottom Country, Tyler Childers's Rustin' in the Rain and the self-titled album by Brothers Osborne. The contenders for Best Rock Album are Foo Fighters' But Here We Are, Greta Van Fleet's Starcatcher, Metallica's 72 Seasons, Paramore's This Is Why and In Time's New Roman by Queens of the Stone Age. For Best African Music Performance, a new category, the nominees are Asake and Olamide's Mopiano, Burna Boy's City Boys, Firestar's Rush, Tyla's Water, and Davido's Unavailable, which features Musa Keith. In the audiobook category, Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders will compete with Meryl Streep, William Shatner and the music producer Rick Rubin. At the ceremony in February, the Academy will give out prizes in 94 categories, the most in 13 years. The organization slashed many awards in 2011, but since then the number has gradually crept back up. The 66th Grammys will recognize recordings released from October 1, 2022. To September 15, 2023, an unusual eligibility window of 11 and a half months. This year, nearly 16,000 entries were submitted for consideration, down slightly from last year. Ben Cicerillo covers the music industry. He has been writing for The Times since 1998. More about Ben Cicerillo, share full article.